Thank you very much, brother, for that beautiful presentation. I'm Keshwar Hassan. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina Abul Qasim al Mustafa Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum.
Wa ala ahli baytihi tayyirin. الطائبين المعصومين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال إبراهيم ربي أرني كيف تحيي الموتى قال أولم تؤمن قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي قال فخذ أربعة من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثُمَّ الْأُهُونَ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيَا وَأَلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ For the love of Imam Ali alayhi salam, صَلُّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدُ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدُ
اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدُ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدُ وَأَجَّلْ فَرَجَهُ
For the love of Bibi Fatima salamu alayha and her two sons, Imam Hassan wa Hussein, a second salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajah.
And with your loudest voices for the love of Imam Sahib al-Asri wa Zaman, sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajah.
Respected brothers, sisters, shuyukh, my teachers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The verse that I just recited is from the Holy Quran in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 260. It's a very interesting conversation between Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Ibrahim is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Arani kaifa tuhyi al-mawta? Show me, how do you bring the dead back to life? Now this is a very interesting conversation. Why? Because Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's a prophet. He knows everything. Why does he have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kaifa tuhyi al-mawta? Show me how to bring the dead back to life. Now as we know, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is known as Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. It's translated friend of Allah, but in Arabic, Khalilullah is like the intimate friend of Allah, not just any ordinary friend, the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when you have a close friend, when you have someone intimate in your life, don't you want to speak with them all the time? Don't you want to hear from them all the time? Even if it's something that you already know the answer to, you want to ask them, how are you going, my love? How is your day? Then they reply, I'm fine. Then 5 minutes later, how are you going? LOL. Because you already know what they are doing, how they are going, but you just want them to speak to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully replies to Nabi Ibrahim. He says, Qala, awalam tu'min, don't you know? So they're doing a bit of ishbazi here, as Irani says. The love between them, they're having a conversation. He already knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that Nabi Ibrahim knows, but he also is prolonging the conversation. He says, Qala awalam tu'min, don't you know? Nabi Ibrahim says, Qala bala, walakin liyatma'inna qalbi. I know, but I want you to reassure my heart. Reassure the love that I have for you, the love that you have for me. Reassure it, tell me. Tell me something, anything. Something that I already know, it doesn't matter. Just tell me something, talk to me, speak with me. Then the ayah continues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, he said, فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ Take 4 birds and then cut them up, kill them, mix them together, put them in a blender, and then put them on 4 mountains and then call them. ثُمَّ دِعُونَ سَعْيَ Call them and then what happens? All of them will come back to you. Now this is the zahiri of the ayah. And as we all know, every ayah of the Holy Quran has the zahiri and the batini. So the zahiri is a conversation between Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, look for 4 birds, kill them, place them on top of the mountain, then call them and they'll come back to you. And it ends by saying, wa'alam anna Allah azizun hakim. Allah is the exalted, the wise. Now from the translation, we see a beautiful conversation between the Prophet and his creator, the lover and the beloved. And he tells him to do something. Okay? Now, we know that Allah has power over all things. He can bring the dead back to life. Kun, fire kun. It's not a problem. Now let's go to the zahiri behind the meaning of what lies behind this beautiful ayah of the Holy Quran. When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kaifa tuhil mauta, show me, arini kaifa tuhil mauta. It's not the physical body that is dead. How do you bring it back to life? It's the heart. When the heart becomes dead, it's a sign for you and I. What do we have to do to bring back this heart of ours when it becomes full with sin, arrogance, greed, carnal desires? It becomes dead spiritually. We are alive. We are living. My heart is beating. But spiritually, it's dead. What do we do? What do we have to do to bring it back to life? Kaifa tuhil mauta. Now, Mufassirin say that the 4 birds, it's not listed in the Holy Quran what the 4 birds were, but Mufassirin, from their tafsir, they say that there is 4 special birds that have 4 qualities. Each bird has a certain quality. And if we, as human beings, have that quality, if we express those qualities, our heart becomes dead. فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. Take 4 birds. Now what are these 4 birds? Mufassirin say, the first bird is a peacock. The second bird is a crow. The third bird is a rooster. And the fourth bird is a dove or a duck. Now why these 4 birds? What is it so special about these 4 birds that if we kill them, not physically kill the bird, but the quality that the bird displays, if we kill it within us, our heart becomes alive. The first one, the peacock. Have you ever seen a peacock? When it spreads its feathers, it's beautiful. Different colors, green, yellow, red. And you are amazed that this creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has such beautiful feathers. And the feathers, it distracts you from the actual bird. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alluding to here is the beauty of this world. When we get caught up in the beauty of this world and forget the hereafter, which is the real bird, our heart becomes dead spiritually. Okay, so that's the first one, the peacock. The second bird was the crow, okay? Now the crow has a quality that's very unique to other birds. Now don't get me wrong, we are not saying that these birds are bad. No, they are very. A crow is a very intelligent bird. We're not saying to, you know, forget about the bird, kill the bird, no. But they have qualities sometimes that if we display those qualities, our heart becomes dead spiritually. A crow is very excessive in what it does. And it holds a lot of grudges. It's jealous, it's a jealous bird. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, if we in this life are excessive in acquiring wealth, in anything, in our carnal desires, a woman, children, whatever it is, excessive behavior towards them, our heart becomes dead spiritually. So that was 2. The love for this world relating to the peacock and its beauty. Second one was the crow and its excessiveness. The third one is the rooster. Now, have you ever seen a rooster walking around a farm or somewhere outside? It's a really proud animal. It's proud. It's walking around with this thing on its head, and you have hens following it, and it's like the king of the farm. It even sometimes fights with the dogs on the farm. Now, this takabbur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, kill it. Kill that takabur, like the rooster, what the rooster has. Nothing wrong with the rooster. Don't go home and kill the rooster. Kill the takabur, the proudness. He's alluding to the proudness of the rooster. If we have that takabur within us, we are proud. Look at me, I'm wearing a mama. Today, first day, alhamdulillah. I walk around proud. MashaAllah. Yani chifai de dare. What have I done? Okay, I'm wearing a mama, so what? But that doesn't make me better than you, better than someone else. No? Kill the takabur and your heart becomes alive. So that's the three. The fourth bird we said was a dove or a duck. Now, the duck is one of the greediest animals you'll ever meet in your life. Back home, I used to take care of some ducks, and trust me, you'd feed the duck to now. Next hour, you go to feed it again, it eats like it hasn't eaten at all. It just eats, excretes, eats, excretes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, Habibi, don't be like the duck. Be careful of what you put in your stomach. Don't overeat. And this hadith from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in Risalatul Hukuk. The right of the stomach over you. Be careful what you put in your stomach. Be careful that it's not haram. Only put halal and eat to your fill. Don't overeat. Like the duck. The duck is just eating, excreting, eating, excreting. He's telling us, don't be like that. When you overeat, this heart of yours, it dies. Spiritually, it dies. So these four things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, if we display these qualities, our heart becomes dead. فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ فَصُورْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا ثُمَّ رُهُنَّ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيًا وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ Azizun Hakim. Now going back to the beginning of the ayah. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّي أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. We are human beings. Sometimes we make mistakes. We are not perfect. Sometimes we may display one of these four qualities, or maybe all of these four qualities, and our heart becomes dead. So what? Is it the end of the world? Do we give up on life and say, okay, my heart is dead, that's the end of me, I'm going to hell, there's no turning back? This is what the shaitan does. He comes and whispers in our ears, whispers. He's saying, you have committed so much sin, the soul is dead. You know, forget praying. It's of no benefit to you. Forget istighfar. It's of no benefit to you. You already done so much wrong, continue doing wrong. You're already going to hell. Because he himself is the first creation that, you know, had so much ibadat. But he was also mutakabbir. So, Ibrahim alayhi salam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kaifa tuhil, arini kaifa tuhil mawta, show me, how do I bring this heart of mine back to life? Okay, it's dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies, Awalam tu'min, don't you believe in me that I could bring back your heart to life? What's the doubt? Why are you doubting me? Qala awalam tu'min, your heart is dead, so what? You committed sin for 20, 30 years. There's still time, brothers and sisters, opportunity to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's never too late. It's never too late. And then Imam Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam replies, قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. I'm just asking you, just to reassure my heart, this heart of mine, reassure it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I speak to you, reply to me. Show me a sign. Reassure me. Let me know that you love me, that you are forgiving me. And we discussed the four qualities that if you kill them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carries you to a level spiritually to live a life, even on this world, that is, you see things. It's like the veils are being removed from your heart. So look at the metaphor here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking metaphorically. He's telling you to kill something to gain life. You want to become alive? You want to live? You want this heart to become zende, as they say? Then you have to kill something. Kill your greed. Kill your takabbur. Kill your carnal desires. And this heart of yours become alive. And you would not even want any of this material stuff. All you would want is connection between yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like the point I refer to between two lovers. When you're in love, people could be talking to you from left, right, and center. You're not hearing anything. All you want to hear is the person you're in love with. I'm seeing some brothers' face lighting up. I think we have some brothers who are in love here. MashaAllah. Salam ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
When you're in love, this is Khalilullah. Ibrahim, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to speak with him every second of the day. He knows the answer. قَالَ أَرَنِي كَيْفَ تُحِيرُ. He knows the answer. He's the Nabi. But because he's in love, he has that ishq in him. He says, just show me a sign. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is playing the game with him. قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ. What are you doing? You're texting, WhatsApping. Habibi, what are you doing? You know what I'm doing. I know what you're doing, but still tell me. I'm in class. Oh, you're in class? I know you're in class. But just tell me. Tell me what are you doing? I'm in class. You already know that they're going to reply that you're in class, but you just want to hear. You just want that itminan. Yes? So, brothers and sisters, I don't want to take too much of your time. And we're in the holy city of Qom, alhamdulillah. And I think this is a really good opportunity for us to, you know, get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many resources in this holy city, the haram. You know, just the other day I was telling my kids that, you know, when we first came to Qom, you know, we were so excited to go to the haram. Almost every day we were going. And now it's become like, okay, the haram is there. Sometimes we pass the haram straight. And we don't even, you know, go to make ziyarat. Because we have become so accustomed. Brothers and sisters, this is a holy city. If we want our hearts to become zendeh again, things like ziyarat and visiting the holy shrines is something that we have to do more regularly. I speak to myself first. Don't let it become, okay, we are living in Qom. Okay, tomorrow inshallah I'll go, next week I'll go, next month I'll go. No, put it in your barnome. At least once a week, start off once a week. Visit baby Fatima salamu alayha. Ask her to guide you. Ask her to remove any negative qualities that you may have. Ask her to remove it for you. How long would it take to go to the haram, sit with her, speak with her one-on-one, speak with her like how Nabi Ibrahim was speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Express your love to her. Express your love to Imam Riza alayhi musallam. Even if we're not in Mashhad, we can make ziyarat, why not? There's a hadith, the one who makes ziyarat to Lady Baby Fatima salamu alayhi is like the one who makes ziyarat to her brother Imam Riza in Mashhad. Look at this opportunity. Brothers and sisters, don't let this opportunity go to waste. We don't know how long we'll be here in Qom. When we go back to the hustle and bustle of the Western life, we'll regret, we'll look back, we'll say, I was in Qom for 5-6 years, what did I do? What's the change? When you go back home, they must see that your heart is alive. That there was a change. You went to the holy city of Qom, you spent a few years there, You went back home. Everyone is looking at you now. What has he done? This libas is not the malaq, brothers and sisters. This libas is not the malaq for when we go back to the West. وَأَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. The ayah ends by saying Allah, He's the exalted, the wise. We can't fathom the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Minds cannot come to terms with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of, His existence, His being. What is it capable of? Someone who has committed sin for so much time, so long, so many years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that I will still bring that heart of yours back to life. There's a hadith that says, Iblis, the shaitan, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to throw him in hell on the day of judgment, even him, if he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive him. Shaitan, the devil, Satan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so forgiving, so merciful, that even the holy shaitan, Allah may forgive him. So what about me and you? We're just on this earth for maybe how much? 70 years, 80 years? Yeah, we committed sin, but that's not the end of the world. There's an eternal life after this world. Let's try to fix it here. We can't fix it over there. We don't know what's over there. We don't know what's to come over there. Let's fix it over here. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to don't let this heart of ours become dead. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the sins of our parents and the sins of everyone in this gathering. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give tawfiq and barakah to the organizers of this wonderful event that's being held on Thursdays to bring the brothers and sisters together and build relationship and ties between the brothers and sisters. It's so important. You know, we are so busy with Daesh, we're busy with our family that, you know, sometimes we forget about our brothers and sisters. Even I was talking to a brother recently, he's telling me, we want to go back and preach about brotherhood, but we don't have brotherhood right here. So this program, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the tawfiq to continue these programs every week. And inshallah, more often we can meet each other. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته